I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Put a little pause on the hoops, although our next guest was a pretty big-time basketball
former Hooper,
player.
Yeah.
From the Catholic League back in Chicago.
Wait, were you good?
I was good.
I
hung it up for football, but I was All-City Chicago, AU, me, Quentin Richardson, Corey Maggette. We had a squad now.
Wow.
That was before those days, before they did that. But, yeah, it's
– Could you dunk?
Oh, yeah, I still can. The transition from playing
right
defense and basketball and playing left tackle, it's the same thing.
And let me introduce him. Hold on. It's David Deal, by the way, for those who aren't watching us on TV. If you're watching us here on the network, of course, you can see Dave's big mug.
Oh, yeah.
That big head, that big rock head.
Dave, you can count on me, Deal.
That's right. You can count on me, Tiki Barber. That's right.
I would love to play with you.
Every single game. That's right.
This guy must have been a great teammate.
Oh, he was
awesome.
As much
as I like to bust his chops, he must have been a great teammate.
Yeah, you know
teammate.
Why I loved him? Because he could run.
Yeah, he could move.
He could run.
Because he could play. Listen, if you could play basketball in Chicago, I'm guessing you were probably one of the only white guys on the court.
Yeah, it was. Well, you're on the south side of Chicago. Of course that you are. But that's the biggest thing that I always tell people. Like, what are the things that you can do to be the best offensive lineman? I jump rope every day because it's all about foot quickness. It's beating somebody to the spot. And once you have your feet aligned with your upper body and having that balance, that's where you can win at the point of attack. And when we used to run scissors, we used to double pull.
He sent me a scissors 2 days ago.
Yeah, a video.
We used
to run, and we'd act one way, and we'd pull the complete opposite misdirection of the defense. And we used to set people up all the time. And I always say to this day, people ask about Tiki, and I said he was one of the smartest players, let alone running backs, that I've ever played with in my life.
Thank you, David.
How can you quantify that? When you were pulling in front of Tiki, he would put his hand either on your shoulder or your lower back and say, I'm going outside or inside. So you knew where to set up your block on a linebacker at the second level. It was everything.
Yeah. I think he was just trying to cop a feel.
Well, with Sean O'Hara, he
knew I wasn't for free. I got those singles back in the locker room after.
O'Hara couldn't run as fast. O'Hara got in the ass. O'Hara got the smack on the head. Get the hell out of the way, O'Hara.
Sean, hurry up.
Dave, you're as big a Giants fan as I am.
Absolutely.
And we spent a lot of time. And a lot of people spent a lot of time.
Here we go.
Dissecting. Let's take that back. I'm not going to use that word. Criticizing the New York Giants drafting of Daniel Jones. Now, you met him because you did the draft show. So you talked to him. And we met him also because he came in the studio here a year ago just to hang out. And so we met him. I like the kid. He's got a calmness. He's got an Eli-ness.
Well, he's got that demeanor.
You can't not like him.
He's got an
That's
Eli.
What you but, have to
but
like
even
him.
Beside that, he's Good got like kid. This Eli-ness about him, which surprisingly plays well in New York. Did the Giants do the right thing by taking him where they took him?
I mean, honestly, time will tell. I mean, when you're sitting there at number six and you have a premier pass rusher like Josh Allen, who you know can impact your defense immediately, especially when you lose Olivier Vernon through trade. And you know that when you're rebuilding this defense in the 3-4 scheme, we know they're versatile, but it's more 3-4. You need that one premier guy that makes us as an offense, an offensive line. We need to slide protections. Mm-hmm. We need chip help. So that way you have an offensive coordinator on his heels trying to dissect how they're going to set up protections. You think about the Giants over the last two seasons. They lost 17 games in the fourth quarter, and a lot of it was on the defensive side of the ball, not being able to get the pressure and the sacks on the quarterback. So you really think about that. But you and I both know, if you are 100% committed and love somebody, you're not going to risk it.
You're
not going to risk somebody else going to get that guy, and then you're sitting there with your head in your hand saying, what did we just do? Mm. And for the Giants and for Dave Gettleman, he understands the magnitude of this. He understands the magnitude of taking Daniel Jones at six. And the fact that people say that there's no pressure on Daniel Jones, that he's in the best situation, that's unbelievably ridiculous.
He'll have more pressure than anybody in New York. They'll run him out of the town if he can't play.
Since 2008, 32 quarterbacks have been taken in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
15 started of them week one.
Mm-hmm.
By week five, 24 of them started.
24 of the 32.
And by the end of it, there were only two people that ever redshirted. Jake Locker, he was behind Matt Hasselbeck, and Patrick Mahomes. So you're going to get thrown into the fire because when you're drafted that high or in the first round, It's because you don't have a good football team.
But the problem isn't. See, this is what I think is. This is what I think is part of the problem. David Deal is with us, by the way, two-time offensive lineman, two-time champ, former O-lineman for the Giants here, hanging out in studio, Tiki and Tierney. It's easy and it's kind of lazy to say, no, Daniel Jones can't do this. He doesn't have a great arm. Daniel Jones didn't put up prolific numbers at Duke. We know there's always subtext.
Yeah.
Kids couldn't run. Kids couldn't catch. Inferior teammates. Yeah. We get all that. But the easy thing to do is to knock Daniel Jones. What the right, which I believe is wrong.
Completely wrong.
The right thing to do is to question strongly, as I have, and Tiki knows this, the plan of the Giants. Because the plan should have been take a game wrecker, as you allude to at number six, somebody that's going to destroy the quarterback at number six. Take the best available offensive lineman at number 17 and trade for Josh Rosen. That was the plan. And they messed it up.
I don't think that was the plan.
Well,
whatsoever.
It should have been the plan. It wasn't their plan. That would have been the right plan.
And
though.
I will completely disagree.
Why?
With you. We're talking about a demeanor of a quarterback in New York City. Does Josh Rosen fit that demeanor?
And that was the one thing that I worried about.
But how does he not? How does he not?
I've been to Arizona. I've talked to people inside the Cardinals organization.
Yep.
It's a lot different when on Fridays there's two cameras and seven reporters there compared to New York City where there's 32 cameras and 50 reporters in the locker room.
Yep.
It's easy when you're getting your butt kicked to not say anything. That's the simple thing. But you don't think throwing him in this market like he was in UCLA with everything in California – he's not going to try to make headlines to make money
I think
off of
that,
the field.
Dave, I love you, and I've known you for a while. I think that that's so unfair to him.
How?
Because I think it's a lazy narrative about this
guy. Sat down and interviewed him like I did, BT?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I actually have. We've done it a few times here on the show.
Andy had an answer for every question.
Now, that, by the way.
Of course, because he's a smart kid, and I'll give him that.
Now, that does just because I've interviewed him.
I don't
him.
necessarily mean that in a good way, Dave.
I know what you mean. Yeah, we all know what you mean. The subtlety of it. I like it.
And just because I've interviewed him doesn't mean he couldn't have fed us some nonsense. We've been doing this a long time.
We're talking about Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen right now. But I think the way he handled his business, David, the way he comported himself when we all knew they were taking Kyler Murray, he's still showing up at 6 a.m. Even if it's for show, at least for show, he was projecting the right thing. I'm not saying he's going to be the man or great or would absolutely fit in New York, but I think it's unfair to say that he definitely would not. Because he's shown nothing as a pro to suggest that he wouldn't.
But that's the risk
you
take.
Let's just put it this way. You move up and you trade picks to take somebody at 10. In the history of the NFL, has it ever happened where the year later you trade that guy, especially when it's a quarterback? There's something to that and something to be said about that.
But is it more about Josh Rosen or more about the Cardinals being lost and clueless?
Well, if they were lost and clueless, you don't waste those picks. And most importantly, you know when you have a quarterback in-house that can get it done, you're not getting rid of him. For somebody who's been in the trenches like I was for 11 seasons and as an offensive lineman, you're going into a fist fight for 60 to 70 plays with somebody behind you that better be feeling the same exact way. And I know the narrative of what he said after it, and I know what he talked about. But at the same time, when you go out and him saying, I don't need football, regardless of whether you were saying it or somebody else, what football player in the NFL would ever say that? Not a single one.
I mean, Kyler Murray almost didn't want football. He almost played
first-rounder in baseball. We're talking about two completely different things here.
David Deal is with us here. The great David Deal, two-time champ, and one of Tiki's teammates, one of his war horses back. We love Deal, but he's wrong here. We get that.
No, I think you're absolutely right.
I have 100% confidence
Don't want football until you don't want to do it anymore. That's when you're in your 30s or so. Let's move off of the Giants for a second. We'll stick kind of with the Giants. A former Giant, Odell Beckham Jr.
Yep.
You've done games around the league. You've seen, I think you did a Cleveland Browns.
I've done Browns games.
You've done Browns games. It's been ugly there for a long time. The optimism feels almost too high, in a sense. And you obviously covering the Giants as much as you do, doing the local shows here. You've seen Odell's impact, the good. And the bad.
Yeah.
What's he going to be in Cleveland? And are those expectations too high right now?
Well, number one, when you think about Freddie Kitchens, he's trying to put out all those fires with an extinguisher.
He's a ball coach.
Because
I like
of the pressure that it puts on you as a coach, as an organization, as a team, when you have those expectations, when you haven't even won your division in the last how many seasons. So when you think about that and the upgrades that they've made, It's no coincidence when you look at them on paper. They are one of the best football teams in the NFL. The amount of first-round draft picks on both sides of the ball and the way that they've been able to do things with John Dorsey, he has a vision for the football team, and it's clear. Starting with Baker Mayfield to Jarvis Landry to Nick Chubb to now getting Odell Beckham Jr. into this crowd.
Yeah.
There are those expectations. But at the same time, when you think about Odell Beckham Jr., and for me as a football player, what's the one thing you always think of about having that asset? It's about durability.
Yeah.
It's about having him out there each and every Sunday, each and every game, even when the playoffs aren't involved. And that's something that when we look back to last season and when we look back at his career, he's one of the most explosive guys on the football field. But at the same time, when you're paying him that amount of money, you've got to be out on the football field every single practice, every single game. And I understand that this is a voluntary offseason, that you don't have to be there. It's not mandatory. But if he would just be there in Cleveland, he would put all of this to bed.
Yeah.
By just being there, nobody would have anything to talk about.
Yep.
And he's going to train on his own. He's going to do his own thing. And you know when he steps onto the football field, he's the most prepared. He's physically ready. And he practices that way day in and day out.
But that's not the point.
Yeah. But that's not the point.
Yep. Yeah.
The point is that you could take all these distractions away and for once finally say that you're happy to be
somewhere. I'm a team guy.
Does he want
you're
that, though?
You're a team guy.
And it's funny you bring that up because you started the – like you read between the lines. I know you probably heard it directly because you were in the at the stadium. I speculated this when the Giants traded Odell to Cleveland, that Odell actually wanted to be traded. This wasn't the Giants saying, we give up, let's get rid of him. You start listening to Odell saying, hey, I just started feeling like a year ago that this wasn't the right fit. Do you think that the Giants did what Odell actually wanted to happen?
Well, think 6 weeks after he got $90 million, he still said he wasn't happy. At what point do
he'll never be fully happy. That's my opinion.
You get traded like you wanted to a situation that is absolutely perfect for you. You have your best friend and your teammate from college.
Mm-hmm.
You have your wide receivers coach from college. And you have a quarterback in Baker Mayfield in a system that you wanted. How can you sit there and say, well, I'm still not sure about this. It's still trying to grasp it. You got exactly what you wanted.
And tons of cash to go with it.
And when you think about that, and when you think about the things that just came out now in GQ, he is very smart about the message that he puts out there, the verbiage that he uses, because it's all directed at one thing. When he sits here and says, well, in the next 5 years for Cleveland, I don't think a little bit of that is wanting a new contract, wanting more money, and saying, hey, we're going to get something done or I'm going to be out of here too. There's something to that.
It's a ridiculous statement. It's a ridiculous statement. What he said.
Yeah.
It's look at me. It's always look at me. Even if it's an indirect look at me, it's look at me.
And you're comparing yourself to the Patriots.
That's
already
a joke. And you're really comparing Freddie Kitchens to Belichick because without Belichick, the Patriots aren't the Patriots as great as Tom Brady is.
And not as you already had the pressure on yourselves. Now you're comparing yourself to the Patriots, to Bill Belichick, and you're still a team that, don't get me wrong, you've proved a lot of people wrong last year. But you still didn't make the playoffs.
You didn't win 50% of your games, by the
way. You didn't win the division.
You were 7-8-1. Now, obviously, second half, a
foreshadow,
we would think.
Without a doubt.
But tap him. Relax. Just play ball, Odell, and be quiet.
I agree.
You know?
I can't disagree. I hear you. Tell us about this tournament that you have. Fifth annual, I didn't realize this, Clara Moss Medical Center Golf Invitational, hosted by you, obviously, out at Montclair Golf Club in West Orange, New Jersey. You can get information on it at www.clara, that's with a C, C-L-A-R-A, golf.org. Tell us about this.
I've been a part of Clara Moss and RWJ Barnabas Healthcare System for 9 years. We do all the cardiac and concussion screenings in the state of New Jersey, from grade school to high school, all the way on up. It was a home run for me the minute that they approached me that long ago. Both my father and my grandfather passing away from heart attacks, you know, before my rookie season. Mm-hmm. You were part of that. And then the concussion part, being able to help parents and kids return to the play, that's everything.
Yeah.
People say, well, baseline testing. You don't buy car insurance thinking that you're just going to go out and get into a car accident. You buy it to protect yourself, and it's the same thing that we did with kids. Now on Monday, we're having our fifth annual that I'm hosting, and to be able to affect a hospital like Clara Moss that's less than 10 minutes away from Giants Stadium and the communities around there, there's a reason why we're Giants forever and Sundays were like they were, because of that loyal fan base, because of the people that supported us through thick and thin. Now being able to give back and to support that hospital and those communities around it, being able to visit kids in the hospital, it is the biggest impact and life changer that you'll ever be a part of.
He's one of my favorite guys.
Oh, he's great. He's the best.
I love debating him because I got to put him in his place.
We have to. Right. Once again, but, trying to get that last word as the Jets fan. Always, I see it. Always.
Hey, you want to bet on who's going to win more games this year, the Jets or the Giants?
Well,
you want to bet something
significant? The one thing that I will say is that people were questioning Daniel Jones. There weren't a lot of people on the Lamar Jackson side like somebody else.
I bet. So
this guy right here.
Exactly.
We were talked about it during the show.
Okay. Yeah.
So well, he's not a true quarterback.
We're getting a compliment
he
here.
Will find ways to win games. And you and I both said
we
that.
We did say that.
Yeah, especially when you help your team rush for 300 yards. They averaged 300 yards rushing.
And that's exactly the same point that we talked about. If you can force a defense to play 11-on-11 football, you're going to win games.
You're right.
I love how intense, like when his eyebrows go up. You look like a caricature.
I love this, man. Yeah, I love
his eyebrows go up. Like, he looks deranged. He's got
I'm passionate about this.
You're the best.
You guys really are too,
you
man.
Really you should have seen him and Soyberg next to each other.
Oh, jeez.
People, they would see me, they'd be like, who is this guy on the football field? You're completely different off. You got to be. Got to hit the switch.
No, he's not.
And he does great things off the field, in all sincerity. Big fan, you know that.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you very much.
We appreciate the invite. We're obviously working. Otherwise, we would have come out and hacked up the golf course and probably gotten kicked off.
I might come over for a beverage afterwards.
That's on the table.
There you
that's
go. That's always on the table.
It's on the table. Great David Deal. Two-time champ. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, fellas.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.